Joining me now live over the phone is Jessica Lozier. She is the director of the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce. Jessica, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the updates from what's happening with the chamber in Southern Lincoln County and the Fossil Basin. Just a few things that the chamber's involved in right now. I think this is a really cool, great idea. Tell us about the wishing well that's happening currently with the chamber.
Yeah, so this is the second year we've done it. It is part of our Shop Local program, and so it moves every week to a different local business, but you can put receipts from any local business in there with your name on the back of them, and each week we draw and we give out a $100 prize. And so it just encourages people during the Easter season and during the spring season to try to shop local and use our local merchants.
I love it. And you can win some cash, which is fantastic. Where can people find the well? It kind of bounces around a little, right?
It does. It's a fossil fuel coffee this week.
Okay. So just drop in receipts from any local business, and then you do the drawing. How long are you doing this for? When's the last week?
This is the last week. They will draw this weekend. So it's been going on for 4 weeks.
Okay. Excellent. Jessica Lozier, Director of the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce this morning. Jessica, there's also been some announcements and dates made for the farmers' vendor markets, which are taking place this summer. Let us know maybe when if you can, off the top of your head, I know that puts you on the spot, but the first date, if you know it, and then how people can get involved with those markets.
Yeah. So the first date will be June the 6th. This year, we're going to have live music at those events, and Zephyr Gray will be playing at that one. There's a farmer's market every month. Like I said, the first one's June 6th. We'll have some sidewalk sales down on the triangle, food trucks. There's lots of vendors in the park coming in with handmade goods and fresh milk, fresh meat, all kinds of things. People from all over are coming. If you want a vendor form, just contact the chamber office or message us on Facebook and we'll get you one. It is filling up quick, but we'll make room. So we're excited. It's grown a lot since last year. Last year was the first year we did the farmers markets, and they seem to be super successful. So
excellent.
We're excited about that. We're excited about the addition of music and some yard games down there.
Excellent. So stay tuned for those details. If you'd like to be participating, then get in touch with the chamber, with the first one being held in June and those monthly at Triangle Park in Kemmer. Speaking of Triangle Park, you guys made some big improvements to the park with benches and updating the light fixtures and everything. Do you have any other plans for this summer to continue those improvements through the chamber?
We do. So we're working on painting the rest of the antique light poles downtown. We're getting some volunteers with some lifts to do that and some local businesses. Last year, Williams Company did part of them. We're grateful to them for that. We're going to finish those up. The tables are going to get installed. They've just been stored for the winter, as well as the benches. And so they should be out before the summer. One of the benches was donated by people that raised money for Annabelle, which is a little girl who passed away in Kemmer. And so we'll do some kind of ceremony too when we put her bench out that has her name on it. And then we have some floral baskets going in that are really big downtown that'll be really pretty. We have some grants applied for to put a new door on the front of the chamber cabin, to put a visitor center sign up, to put new trash receptacles downtown because there currently isn't any. And so there's a few things that we are working on downtown that we're hoping to be able to find funding for. Some of the other things that that group of ladies that do downtown have been working on is they've been working with the JCPenney Foundation, and they've come up with a audio tour of the downtown area. And so people will be able to pick up a brochure for that and scan a QR code that goes to the audio for it.
Oh, cool.
At the JCPenney Museum or at the Visitor Center at the Chamber office. They'll be able to be a self-guided tour through downtown. So if the Chamber office is closed, it'll be easy for people to pick up that flyer that's the information about the walking tour at the outside of the cabinet, the Triangle Park, or the outside of the JCPenney House, and be able to do that self-guided, which we think will be really good. for downtown. It'll probably end down at the museum. And so there might be some available also at the actual museum to do that tour as well. Sure. So we're really excited about that. We're glad that the JCPenney Foundation is working with us to make that happen. And we think that's going to be good. Something else we have coming up is on May 14th, we have a members only event. That's a social event for businesses to get together, kind of talk about summer and how things were over the winter and what we can do to promote as a group. And that's going to take place at Instone Fossils in Kimmer.
Okay. May 14th. Did you have details on time, RSVP on that, or are those details still pending?
The invitation will come out probably within the next week to all the chamber members' emails.
Okay. Excellent. Jessica Lozier, director of the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, on the weekday wake up this morning. A lot going on with the chamber. I'm sure you're always looking for more involvement. How can people get involved with all the great things you're doing?
Yeah, we're always excited to have more membership. Our membership is up. We do take nonprofit, individual memberships, and business memberships. So we're excited to have new businesses join, of course. We have the gala coming up September 6th. It's our main fundraising event, and it's really how we get most of our budget throughout the year. And so feel free to donate to the gala. If you want to donate something specific to downtown, if you have an idea on what you think would improve downtown, we'd love to take donations and to help you make that happen.
Fantastic. Jennifer, appreciate your time. Anything else we missed that you'd like to mention in regards to the chamber?
I don't think so. I appreciate it.
You bet. That's Jessica Lozier, director of the Fossil Basin Chamber of Commerce, this morning. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.